Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Throne Room Wednesday. We welcome you back to the Apple Valley Studio. Tonight is Wednesday night, April the 27th, 2022. And we are back again for yet another Wednesday night here in the studio. The doctor is in tonight. He will be taking all the petitions and all the prayers, testimonies, praise reports, and conversations to the throne of grace tonight. We are extremely, extremely excited to have you back in Radio Land tonight. Don't forget our call-in number. For those of you that have the opportunity to call into the United States, our call-in number is area code 818-668-5428. That is the call-in number for prayer tonight. We want you to call in and have your prayer request made known to the Lord here on the air. You can call in anonymously. You can call in and say who you are and what you want prayer for as well. Those are things that you are able to do. And this is why we're just so elated that you have a chance to call in to the show and get your prayer requests known. And if for some reason you can't call in, that's fine. If you can't, what you can do on this right here live broadcast on Facebook, you're able to leave a comment in the comment section, or you're able to go to the other page, which is a global prayer line on Facebook, and leave us a comment in the comment section there too. And we will definitely be able to read your prayer out loud. We'll definitely be able to get you on the prayer line. We'll be able to get you on the prayer line if that is what you would like to do. We will get you on the prayer line. Our call line is open, and we are on the air for the next 1 hour. And now it is the time where we do inspiration time. So it's Inspiration Wednesday. And tonight for our inspiration, I thought about talking about Matthew's chapter 6. And basically with Matthew's chapter 6, I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis about Matthew's chapter 6, and then the doctor will be ready to take all your prayers and petitions along with you to the throne of grace. So within Matthew chapter 6, reading over the Matthew Henry, the biblical concise commentary, he talks about Christ having in the form in chapters prior to Matthew chapter 6, Christ had armed all of his disciples, as we remember there were 12, against the corrupt doctrines and opinions of the other scribes and Pharisees, especially in their expositions of the law. At that time, they were called leaven, which is Matthew 16 and 12, which comes into the chapter of Matthew to warn them against their corrupt practices, against the two sins, which though in their doctrine they did not justify, yet in their conversation they were notoriously guilty of, and so as even to recommend to their admirers, they were hypocrisy and worldly mindedness. And right now we have a lot of that going on in the world today, hypocrisy and world mindedness. And those are sins which of all others, the people that profess religion needed most to guard against. That can easily be said for those who have escaped the grosser pollutions that are in the world, though through lust and which are therefore highly dangerous. We are here cautioned. Now in the Bible, it talks about against hypocrisy, we must not be as the hypocrites are, nor do as the hypocrites do. Now, in the giving of alms, which is in Matthew chapter 6, talking through the first through the fourth verses, and it also talks about in the second portion, which is verses 5 through 8, it talks about prayer. We are here taught what to pray for and how to pray. That breaks those down in Matthew chapter 6. The verses are 9 through 13. And then ending is, and to forgive in prayer, which would be verses 14 through 15. And then ending all of it together, they talk about fasting from the 16th to the 18th verse against worldly mindedness. Now, in our choice, which is the destroying of sins of hypocrites, verses 19 to 24, and in our cares, which is the disquieting sin of many good Christians, finalizing that is the verses 25 through 34. Now, in the first four verses, which is what I want to get into really quickly for the Inspiration Wednesday, which breaks down why we should pray and things of that nature. Now, as we must do better than the people before, like Pharisees and things like that, in avoiding heart sins, heart adultery, and heart murder. So likewise, in maintaining and keeping up with good religion, doing what we do from an inward vital principle, that we may be approved of God, not that we may be applauded of men. When we do things for God, when we do church in general, we're not doing it so we can showboat, have our name in the lights. We don't need a round of applause from other people. We're supposed to spiritually let our light shine, but we're not supposed to tell somebody how well we are with Christ in this. We're supposed to let the light shine. Let somebody see and know that we are with Christ. Now, with that being said, this is what we must watch for and against with hypocrisy, which is and which was the leaven of the Pharisees, as well as against the doctrine in Luke 12 and 1. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting are three great Christian duties, the three foundations of the law, says the Arabians. By them we do homage and service to God with our three principles, which are interesting, but prayer with our souls, fasting with our bodies, and almsgiving with our estate. So when it says almsgiving, God loves a cheerful giver. So in church, we have learned, if you belong to a church now, that we are to pay tithes and then we give an offering. So that is what is meant by almsgiving. Thus, we must not only depart from evil and do good and do it well so we can dwell with God forevermore. And that's not the only steps, but that is a portion. Now, in those particular verses, 1 through 4, we are cautioned against hypocrisy. Now take heed of it. Our being bid to take heed of it intimidates that it is a sin. So we don't need to be intimidated. We need to learn from it, and then we need to do better. Now right now in this day and age, we are in great danger because it is a subtle sin. Vainglory insinuates itself into what we do here. We are aware the disciples will be tempted to it by the power they had to do with many wondrous works. and they're living with some that admires them and others that despise them, both which are temptations to covet, to make a fair show in the flesh. And then finally, number two, it is a sin we are in great danger by. Take heed of hypocrisy, for it is to reign within you, and if it reigns within you, it will ruin you. It is a dead fly that spoils a whole box of precious ointment. That is true. So basically what I wanted to say tonight to why we are praying and what we are to pray against. So just in the beginning portion of chapter 6 of Matthew verses 1 through 4, it's telling us we need to do better than the scribes and the Pharisees did. We need to do our best to avoid sins such as sins of the heart, sins for adultery, sins for murder, and those are just a few. There's a list to go on and on of sins in our daily life that we are to avoid, and we have to stay prayed up. One of the biggest things that people do in a church is when they do something so proud and so great, they have to tell everybody, well, I did this for the church and I did that. I wanted the church to have this or that, so this is why. Now, it's a difference if you're just sharing with people that you had an opportunity to do something so great and you wanted to bless the church with it. But if you're constantly, well, I did this, that, and third to showboat, or if you're doing something for the church for recognition, if you're doing something so that way you can get some kind of gainful monetary reason behind it, God doesn't want that. God loves a cheerful giver, and it doesn't just have to be money. It could be your time. It could be your prayers, your positive conversations. You should love where you worship. So this is some good information. So if I were you guys in Radio Land, if you want to know what I'm talking about, maybe read Matthew chapter 6 for yourself. It's not just the information I'm finding out, because I'm not the preacher nor the teacher, and I'm not saying that everything I find is analytically or politically correct, but what I do when I find information is I do back it up with scriptures. And in this instance with Matthew Henry commentary, it was a King James version of the Bible. But keep in mind, there are so many different versions of the Bible out there. Can I tell you which is the proper and correct Bible for you to be reading? No, I can't. But the Bible that we read at my church, most importantly, Bible that we read, that we choose to read, that we follow since the beginning of time, is the King James Version. That is the Bible that we felt that we most resonate with and that we understand. Does not mean that there is not a different Bible that can be understood. So if you read a different Bible, just look for Matthew chapter 6 and start reading from verse 1 and read some of the other few of the following other verses and then pray and ask God to give you an understanding, because as I'm understanding something, God may let you understand it a little bit different than me. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means your understanding and my understanding are two different understandings. But in the end of it, we can both come to the same beautiful biblical conclusion. I thank you guys for listening to Inspiration Wednesday. And now it is time for While We're Here Tonight, which is Throne Room Wednesday prayer time. So please call in for prayer. If you are eligible to call into the United States and you're listening online via Facebook, or you are listening over the airwaves, please call 818-668-5428. That is the call-in number for prayer tonight. And I thank you for listening to Inspiration Wednesday. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Keetasha. Amen. Amen. Inspirational words tonight coming from the Book of St. Matthews. As she says, amen. If you want more information, study to show thyself being approved, being a workman, not neither not ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight, amen. Tonight is prayer night, Wednesday night. It's prayer time, amen, that we will take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. And if you do have a testimony, amen, what God have done for you, amen, we don't mind listening to it for a short minute or two. This is the Lord's program. This is your program, amen, that we are, amen, getting the gospel of Jesus Christ across to every man, boy, and girl that we possibly can get it across to. So remember, amen, help us, amen, lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. That day when God called you in, praise the Lord, you will be on schedule and on record, amen, that you helped, amen, blessing by grace, amen, reach out and touch many hearts as we are done tonight. Amen. In radio land tonight, we're going to, amen, read a scripture so, and we are, amen, going to get, amen, open the doors for prayer tonight. Prayer, prayer, prayer. If there is ever a time, praise the Lord, that I often say that in many other ministers too, but it's true. There is ever a time that we need prayer. Amen. Not only in America, but all over the world. Remember, amen, God got peoples everywhere. We all might not look alike. We all may not act alike. Amen. But we are God's peoples. And we need prayer. Joel, amen, prayed a prayer in the book of Joel 2 and 12 and 17. He said, wherefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye to me with all of your heart. That's what we need to do tonight. Turn to the Lord with all of our heart and with fasting. My daughter just got through telling you about fasting. We don't want to fast no more. But amen, fasting is a gateway to open up heaven to your soul. Fasting and with weeping and with moaning. It's time to weep and it is time to moan. For the time we in and for what's coming up on the earth, amen, God want us to turn with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And he say, and render your heart and not your garment. Your clothes is not, amen, that important to God. You can dress up, amen, and you can look good and you can smell good, and all of that is good, amen, but that is not what is important to the Lord. God, amen, wants you to render your heart and not your garment. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and he is merciful. God is gracious. God is good. God is kind. There is none like him. I know many of us talk about him so bad, but I praise the Lord. There is nobody like Jesus. He's slow to anger. He's a great kindness, and repent him of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent and bless a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. If you do right, if you do right, how do you know God won't raise you up out of that sick bed? Heal that cancer. Heal that disease in your body. Take that dope spirit out of you, that murderous spirit out of you. How do you know? Turn, my children, to the Lord. Preachers, he said, blow the trumpet in Zion or in the churches or in the sanctuary. Sanctify a fast. Call assembling, a solemn assembly. It's time to call the people of God together. Tell them, come on, let's go down in prayer. Not pray amen for 20 minutes, but amen, let's pray for some hours. Let's pray until we can get a breakthrough. This is the prayer of Joel. And we're going to get ready, amen, is open up these doors. My God, gather these people together. And those, amen, that are sucked the breath, even the little babies, bring them on into the house of the Lord. Let them understand, amen. They may not understand, but let them be in the presence, amen, of what we're going through. Amen. It is a need for prayer. And it's a responsibility for the elders, the ministers of God. Amen. The women of God, amen, is to call these assembly together. It's time, amen, not to neglect one another anymore. Let the bridegroom go forward out of his chamber, and let the bride out of her closet. Let the priestess the ministers of the Lord. Weep between the approach and the altar. It's time to weep. If you can't see the condition in time now, my children, amen, it is time. Well, praise the Lord. All the churches to weep like never before. Come off of your high horses. Quit showing off your robes. And show some humility unto the Lord. This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. My heart is overcharged tonight. I'm just thanking God for his goodness. At each day, amen, he let me see another day that we can praise his holy name. Tell somebody tonight, Dr. Moore, amen, and staff here in Apple Valley is on the air tonight. Every week, amen, there are some is adding to this program. And I am so glad, amen, God is flourishing this program, and it is being blessed worldwide. Keep on, amen, letting the blessing of the Lord flow all over the world. Hallelujah. We are not selfish. We are like Jesus. We are not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. Tell somebody that we're on the air tonight. Amen. We're going to get ready to take our first call. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going to get ready to call. Our first call. However, amen, our first call is not quite ready yet, but we want to let you know, amen, genuine repentance is more than a symbol of religious ritual. John the Baptist, amen, he was the great forerunner of the Messiah. He affirmed this when he demanded, amen, the Pharisees and the Sadducees to bring forward therefore fruit, meat, and repentance. My God, God want us. We want you to be blessed on this night. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Praise the Lord. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but in long suffering toward us. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God don't want any of us. He's not willing that any of us should perish tonight. But all come to repentance. Make up your mind, my brothers and sisters. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. If God be God, serve him. But if Baal be God, then serve him. There is nobody like our God. There is no one like our God. When the Lord said, gather the peoples and sanctify the congregation, assembly, the elders, and gather the children, he is not leaving out anybody. Joel saw this, amen, way before the day of Pentecost, and said, amen, in the last day, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men is going to dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. This is Dr. Moore saying we're taking our first call at this time.
Thank you for your patience. Anybody, the first caller, 818-358. You are live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Katasha and my bishop.
God bless you, Brother Vernon.
I'm calling in for prayer for me and my family. And that we have a blessed anniversary tomorrow, me and my wife. And I'm praying for, I want you to pray for my father. I also told him about what you told me, Bishop. We all talked about that. And he's
all right,
doing more and more. And just blessed in our church.
God bless you, Brother Bunker, tonight. Hey, man, it's a blessing again to hear your voice on this Wednesday night. Praise the Lord. Still lifting up the name of Jesus. Going a little bit higher and a little bit higher in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. We're going to take your petition along with you to the zone of grace. Thank you for being so faithful. Amen. Each week, praise the Lord, to help carry this program on. And I believe I heard you say something about you and your wife's anniversary.
Yes.
We pray, God, amen, that y'all have a blessed and highly favored anniversary. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. In Jesus' name. And continue to work with your dad. Praise the Lord. Continue to work with your dad. Amen. As I said,
yes.
God is not willing that any should perish, but all of us come to eternal life. In the name of Jesus, my God, in Jesus' name right now. We come and we take my brother's prayer request continually before you, Lord, each week, that you will strengthen his entire family. My God, that you will strengthen his dad and open up his dad's understanding and let him have a further understanding of who you is. Give him a deeper revelation and repentance of heart in the name of Jesus and give him an eternal yes. In the name of Jesus right now. Oh, let him hear his son, my God. Let them both draw nigh unto thee, Lord. Let them walk, my God, closer to you in the name of Jesus. And work it out for them right now. My God, I thank you for this family. Continue to let your light shine in the midst of darkness. My God, that somebody can see your light within his life in the name of Jesus and keep turning from their wicked ways. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory right now in Jesus' name and for the body of Jesus Christ and for greater all nations, including in this. And we thank you right now. Let the Holy Ghost lead us and have his way in the name of Jesus and sanctify the home, my God, in Jesus' name. My God, put peace in the home, Lord. Peace, Lord, in Jesus' name. I claim victory for my brother in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dasha.
Thank you, D. Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-350. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha. I love last Sunday on your birthday. I'm in agreement with
God
my
bless
husband
you, darling.
And all the prayer requests that's going to go up to the throne of grace.
God
yeah,
bless
you know you married us. Tomorrow is our day.
All right,
so
all
we
right.
We're going to celebrate those years. So I'm just
Thank
grateful to
Lord.
Have a good shepherd like you. And Kitasha, I like you for how you set things up for my bishop. And you know, reading that word, that was good. Because Jesus is all about love. And you know what? I'm just glad to hear the encouragement because, see, I was at the doctor today. And I was with this young lady, and she just started crying, Bishop. I don't know what the problem. We both been in during our little appointment with our doctors. And I told her, I said, everything's going to be all right with you. I said, you just got to trust in the Lord. Whatever you're going through, he's right there with you. I want you to stay in church,
right.
And he'll give you peace. But right now, Bishop, I just like the way you're teaching me and giving me, the Lord is giving me, where I can encourage somebody when they're down and out. So I just have
God
a continuous prayer request for soul salvation, my whole entire family as a whole. I'm praying for my husband, entire family, the body of Christ everywhere, Bishop, my greater all nation family, all of you guys
all right.
That we just be on that one mind and one accord, the ones that sick and weak in their bodies, asking for healing. The Lord know who they are. I'm talking about the elder saints, not only the elder saints, but
yes.
Our elders in our family. And I'm putting you
yes.
in there, my brother Jermaine, and little June, and it's just so many of them that need praying for healing.
Yes,
Mother Deacon and the Deacon Jennings and them. Yes, pray for Deacon because Ed Burner said been hurt. So I'm just asking the Lord to just keep me up before the Lord and give me strength.
God bless you, my sister. Amen. Thank you for this deep request tonight. God hears
yes,
and knows
Lord.
Every word. That you just said.
Yes.
And amen. I know God is answering our prayer. Listen, one thing I want to say unto you tonight. Don't
yes,
ever
Lord.
Doubt your prayer when you ask the Lord for something. It may not
That's
come
right.
right then, but hold
yes.
your faith in the Lord. Hold your faith. Believe that the Lord
yes.
is going to answer your prayer. My God, that's a vital point in our life because it doesn't happen to us right then. Sometimes we want to give
yes.
up. No, hold on to your faith.
Yes, Lord.
And all of you out there in radio land tonight, I'm going to tell you the same thing. Hold on to your faith when you ask the Lord from a sincere heart. Amen. Something that you want done. If it comes not today or tomorrow, still hold on to it. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we bring these requests before you. Amen. You hear everybody praying at the same time because you are God, and there is none like you. I'm asking, Lord, every request my daughter has brought up before you right now, grant that thing to be so, my God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord Jesus, as they go to celebrate on their marriage, my God, be with them in the name of Jesus. Let them have a glorious time in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, we ask you to save and sanctify mankind everywhere. I know men
yes.
is hard in their heart, and I know they're turning their back on you.
Jesus.
But, oh, Lord God, we still praying for that you loose the band and break the yoke that
yes,
got
Lord.
Them tied down right now
in
the
name
of
Jesus.
Touch the heart, my God, proud, my God,
yes,
overcome the stubbornness and rebellion in man's heart
yes,
right now.
In
touch in the name of Jesus. Sanctify
yes.
that home, Lord. My God, I pray
yes,
for the Father. I pray for dad. A husband, dad, I pray for that side of the family. I pray for her
yes,
side
Lord.
Of the family in the name
Lord,
of Jesus
name
that
of
you
Jesus.
Keep moving by your spirit. I pray, Lord God, you come continue to give her holy boldness is the witness everywhere
yes,
she may be at. Let her talk to men and women everywhere about you with
the
anointing
of
Jesus. Break every yoke right now in Jesus' name. Sanctify her. And let us go up together in Jesus' name. I thank you for her right
Jesus,
now, Lord.
Yes.
We love her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Kitasha.
All right, God, my God.
Love y'all.
We love you.
God bless. Caller from 310-508. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
And God bless you, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord, D. How are you tonight?
I got kind of a headache, but other than that, this weather is changing. This weather, I tell you, and old body don't feel too good.
All right. My God. Nando Huta. All right, D.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Jenny, you there with me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want you to believe the Lord with me right now, okay?
Oh, I'm believing.
He cut. My God, I rebuke the kind of, oh, I rebuke that headache. I rebuke that headache. I bind it in the name of Jesus right now. Satan, the Lord
yeah.
rebuke you by the blood of Jesus right now. Oh, my God, make that blood pressure go down in the name of Jesus right now. The
Jesus.
Nerve problem in the name of Jesus right now. Be it done in the name of Jesus right now. I feel the presence and anointing of the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Right now in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Be his son. Immediately work the A. My God. Work it out right now, Lord. No, Neil, you can't stay there. Jesus. My God. My God.
Jesus.
My God. Release everybody that person. I'm going to leave in Jesus right now, be with you right now. I feel the power of God. Amen. It don't take the Lord all day to do something, praise the Lord. I feel deliverance for you right now. I feel deliverance.
And I do too.
My God. Rest
yes.
yourself breathing. Amen. And amen. Let me and then tell me how that head is done right now. My God, in Jesus' name.
It is doing better. Amen.
All right. No, Shana. Every bit of it. My God, in Jesus' name. The Lord is delivering you as we speak right now. Believe it. I know you. Sometimes it's hard to believe, but believe it right now. God is moving by his spirit. He's touching my spirit. I know he's delivering. I know he's a healer. I'm not guessing about
yep.
that, but I know it. And I feel it in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. My God.
Jesus' name.
My God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for you. Amen. And I'm looking for that headache to be gone. I want you to believe the Lord along with me and thank the Lord for calling. Amen. Hey! Short of a horse now. My God, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Deke, I feel it. I feel it. We're giving the Lord the praise for what he has done. And thank the Lord for your calling tonight. And we're going to call this a victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. And thank you for calling.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Caller from Black Number, you are now live on air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you, Bishop and Katasha. My prayer
God bless my sister.
Is to grow my strength within the Lord and pray for my and Charlie family. And a special prayer for your radio ministry, Bishop. That is my prayer.
Thank
request.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Priscilla. God bless you. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
we come and bring this petition before you because you hear all prayer. And Lord Jesus,
yes.
you know all people. Then my daughter is asking, Lord, that you will just give her strength. Strength,
yes.
Lord, that she didn't even know that she have within her right now. Continue to open her eyes and continue to open up her mind, Lord. Oh, just continue to let your word flow within her life. Oh, renew
yes.
our strength in you day by day in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Do a new thing
yes.
in her life. Move her up to a higher level in Jesus' name right now. My God, she love you, she love you. Oh, but Satan don't
yes.
want her to love you like she love you. But
yes.
my God, let your word be stepped down in her little soul right now. Work it out,
yes.
Lord, and we're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory. She's praying for, Lord Jesus, the radio program that is spread from one corner of the earth to the other corner of the earth,
yes.
that your name may be glorified
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, Lord, souls are being saved, souls are being delivered. I thank you for these
yes.
prayers. I thank you for the support
yes.
right now. My God, that'll keep that mind in the name of Jesus. No matter how bad it gets or how good it gets, we're going to continue to glorify your name. And I thank you for my beloved daughter right now in Jesus. Work it out for her household in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Her relatives in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Touch, deliver,
yes.
save in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling, my daughter.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
Next call from Black Number. You are live on air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes.
This Sister Jen is calling, and I want
Praise
you to pray for
Lord.
Me is to, for the Lord to strengthen me, and my legs is giving me quite a bit of problems, so I'm asking the Lord to just to heal my legs from me.
All right, Mother Jennings. All right, Mother Jennings. I want you to release your faith as a grain of mustard seed. Find your
All
faith,
right.
and you know your faith. You know your faith is bigger than a grain of a mustard seed.
Amen.
You know that. And Jesus said, if you have if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, speak to that them leg problem, which we would call to as a mountain. That's a mountain right now because it's giving you tremendous problem. But speak to that leg problem in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus and tell them, leg problem, Lord, the legs, holy be shunder, the legs belong
yes.
to you. The legs belong to you. And you said in your word, if my word abide in you and I abide in your word, you can ask what you will. Now, Lord God,
yes.
my beloved mother right now has been faithful and diligent, seeking and serving you. And oh, we're asking you for your mercy. We are asking you for your
Jesus.
Mercy right now. Either
Thank
reach
the
down and touch another den and live. God, Satan has tried to keep up and trying to keep up from walking, but Satan, you the
yes.
lie and the father of lies. You don't have
yes.
the last saying. You don't have the power.
Hallelujah,
my
hallelujah.
God, but God's got the power. And oh, God move upon Sister Denon right now.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost go down in the place.
God,
let the Holy Ghost minister in that body in the name of Jesus. Give us strength, Lord, tonight in the name of Jesus. Move those things in Jesus' name right now. We take authority over it by the blood of Jesus right now. I'm giving the Lord the praise and the glory for you right now.
Hallelujah,
my God,
hallelujah.
We just thank the Lord right now for what he has done and what he's done right now. Go up and down them spine in the name of Jesus and strengthen every nerve, every blood cell, my every muscle in Jesus' name. We claim the victory for you right now and along with you in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. We believe the Lord tonight with you, Mother. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Over Hashanah.
Caller from 562-228. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop and Keetasha. My prayer request is for a special prayer request for a young man named Daniel dealing with mental conditions, and Derek, that God undertake in his situation, and for my brother Elijah, that God continues to heal his body. Save his soul on all three.
Almighty God, we plead in your divine mercy tonight. My beloved ministers, Lord, coming to you, bringing these petitions tonight. But all souls are thine. All souls are thine. Lord,
yes,
sometimes
Lord.
We don't understand the condition that man is in. We know that they are not in the loop that they are supposed to be in, but they're still yours.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
Control over all of our mind, and you are able to bring them back into their rapidly mind what you brought with them in birth. Now, those three names of those young men tonight, Lord, many may not be thinking for themselves right now, but when the little boy was casted into the fire and the disciples could not heal him, you said, bring them to you. And we bring these children
Lord.
To you right
We're
now
bringing them to
and
you,
asking
Jesus.
You to restore them right now in the name of Jesus. I know you care for them, Lord. I know you love them because the same blood that you poured out on Calvary for them, you poured out for me and so many more thousands. I know you love them tonight. Touch them
Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Put them in a place, Lord, that they can get help. Put them in a place, Lord Jesus, that they can be revived and help in the name of
Lord,
Jesus. Deliver
the
them
Jesus.
Children. Give them a testimony, Lord Jesus. Let the chains be broke off of them. My God, I know they may be mentally
Lord,
in their
mind,
but oh, break them chains off of them. Rebuke them devils out
break
of them,
Lord,
in, the
in the name
of
Jesus,
Jesus right now. Put them on the straight way, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
my God,
name
we lift them
Jesus.
Up to you right now.
Jesus.
Only you can help them.
Touch
Only you
them,
can deliver them, Lord.
Lord.
My God in Jesus' name.
Healing
hear
in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now. Oh, hear our cry.
Yes,
deliver
Lord.
Your children tonight. Everywhere
yes,
in the four quarters of this earth, Lord. My God, we
yes,
need
Lord,
you, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord, we need you. We need you, the body
need
of Jesus.
You, Lord.
Christ,
Hallelujah.
You. Everywhere.
In
our children
Lord,
need
in
help,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Our children need help, Lord. Our children
yes,
need
Lord. In the name
our children
of
need deliverance, Lord. Deliver them from drugs,
in
Lord. Deliver
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Deliver them, Lord, from prostitution. They need help.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, break the band. Save them tonight. We love them tonight, Lord. We love them. And I know Satan is talking to their mind strong tonight. But, oh, Jesus, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Keep the level of minister.
Yes,
Lord, hop on mind, amen, on these types of
yes,
spirits,
Lord.
And let us bring them before you. We know you're able to deliver them. We know you're able.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we
yes,
know
Lord.
You're able is to deliver them.
Yes,
let our life shine so
Jesus.
They can see you within our life. And time from now we can wait. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen
yes,
and amen. Thank you, Mr. Lord.
Amen.
My God, my God. Call that number tonight. My beloved, this is prayer time. Don't render your garment, but render your heart unto the Lord. We in America are in serious trouble. Let me rephrase that. We in the world, in the whole world, we are in trouble, and we are in trouble simply because we don't want to repent. Mankind don't want to say they're wrong. But when God created man upon the face of the earth, he put before him good and evil, right and wrong. He said, the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. Now, when you eat of that forbidden fruit that God has told you not to eat of, you're going to spiritually die. You may not physically die right at that minute, but you are going to spiritually die. And we got so many dead folks walking around here on earth. They're walking around in their grave clothes. They are dead, spiritually dead. Because they done did wrong, and they will not, and they do not want to repent. They don't want to repent. Beloved, God is a good God. But he tells us, amen, in the word of God, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. What do you think they were doing in the days of Noah? They were taking care of their own personal business. They wasn't thinking about repenting. The Lord had told him it was going to rain. They heard it. But since it had never did that before like that, they didn't pay it any mind. God can't lie. So they didn't have no imagination in their mind that I need to repent of my wrongness. Nothing has changed today. Nothing has changed today. Mankind is still stubborn. Mankind is still rebellious. Hatefulness. We need to hear from heaven. The church needs to hear from heaven. The church needs to get on one mind and be of one accord. The church is divided. And the Bible says a divided house can't stand. There is not but one way, and Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the truth, and I'm the life. So, amen, there is not but one door to climb. And that is, amen, come up through Jesus Christ. If you try to, amen, come any other way, you are the robber and a thief. You're climbing up the wrong way. You ain't going to get in. Call that number tonight. If you want deliverance, I know the Lord, amen, have heard our prayers tonight. If you want deliverance tonight, call us. I wouldn't waste my time if I didn't believe I was helping somebody. My God, my God, my God. It's not just something, amen, I do, amen, because I can do it, but I want to help somebody. If I can just help one somebody make an end, I believe, amen, I would be in a deal to work for the Lord. Call us tonight. We don't have, amen, that many more minutes left, but every Wednesday night, if the Lord delay his coming, and while we can, the world is not going to always be at ease like it is now, that you can get on your telephone, amen, and in your office or in your home and call one another, amen. The cycle is going to break up. And you ain't going to be able to do this while the blood is running warm and while God is so merciful. Let us come together while we can. Break up the frothy ground. Quit playing. Get real. It's all about Jesus and not about us. Beloved, it's about Jesus. And when the Lord said he's coming back, he meant this, that he's coming back. But when he come back, amen, he ain't coming back at no half church. He coming back at a church, amen, that has suffered here on earth with him, that has denied they flesh. They could have been out there, amen, with the pleasures of the world, but, amen, they denied their flesh and suffered, amen, the affliction with God's people. He coming back at a church that has been fasting that has been praying and been living the life, not talking about it. If you really want to see holiness, live it. A lot of folks can talk about it, but amen, are you living it? This is Dr. Moore tonight saying amen. Oh, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you, amen, in the day and time in which, amen, we are living. The time is coming, amen, when the Bible says, amen, the Bible says in Matthew, amen, 6:31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whatsoever shall be clothed? For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek, for your harvest, your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:31-33. You seek the Lord, and God will give you the very desires of your heart. He will pour out, amen, a blessing upon you then you're not able is to contain. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment tonight. You that are sitting there listening to me, you are in pain, but you don't need to shun the Lord. You don't want to call that number. Be like the little widow woman. It's a crowd you got to press through, and that crowd is in your mind. But reach out and just touch. Touch that dial tonight and say, I'm going to call Dr. Moore and let him pray with me. And if you want some release in your body and your mind and your soul tonight, try Jesus. Try Jesus. He's just waiting for you to reach out and touch him tonight. We have a few more minutes, my brothers and sisters. All of you in radio land everywhere, amen, that this broadcast is reaching tonight. I want to let you know, amen, that we got you up before the Lord. And ever what your need is, we ask in God is to grant that, amen, is to be so. No matter what you are going through with, the Lord, amen, have not forsaken you, and he will not forsake you. Give praise to him when you feel good. Give praise to him when you feel bad. Give God some glory. Oh, bless his holy name. Just look at the news, and it's telling us, amen, the time. We got to redeem the time because the days is evil. Look at what we are experiencing right before our eyes. And I know you're probably saying, it ain't going to touch me, but it is going to touch you. The days is evil. Your children, my children, they're going to go through it. Pray now. Pray. Amen, before God pour out his wrath on the children of disobedience. Pray now that you will escape hell damnation. The Lord love you tonight, and we love you. But we must stand in the door and declare truth like never before. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You need freedom. We losing religious freedom day by day. They're taking away our religious freedom day by day. I know you see it. But you seen amen saying, well, it's not affecting me right now, so I'm not going to do anything about it. We're losing our freedom, children, to pray outright, to pray to the Lord, to go to the... We're losing our freedom. What you going to do when they close them trench doors on you? And when it's forbidden for you to call upon the name of Jesus as it already is done in some country, what are you going to do? It's serious. It's a serious thing. You got the freedom. You got the liberty right now. Amen. To give God all kind of praise without somebody whooping you. or putting you in jail or cause your family is to be broke up. It's happening in portions of the world, children, as I'm talking to you. But we are not exempted from it. This is Dr. Moore saying amen. God bless you tonight in radio land. I thank God for those that call tonight. Amen. And the Lord gave a breakthrough. Amen. In Jesus' name. We're fasting. Amen. We're praying every amen Tuesday. Amen. For such time as this. So when we can come on and out, praise the Lord will do deliverance. It's not Bishop Moore. I can't do anything. But I sit up here and tell you like I'm going to tell you now. But amen. Through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Lord is able to deliver you. He's able to keep you from falling and present you as a chaste virgin before the throne of grace. Call us, amen, on the number, amen, that you can get through to us on broadcast and tell somebody, amen, each Wednesday night. Dr. Moore and his staff, amen, will be on the air praying for you, and amen, whosoever will want to be delivered, amen, want to go higher in the Lord. And if you have a testimony, what the Lord has done for you, he has touched your body, he has blessed you financially, amen, he has opened your eyes, ever what he has done for you, let us know, because we're going to give all glory and we're going to give all praise to the Lord for what he has done. The Lord has not stopped healing. He has not stopped healing. The devil want to make you think, amen, God is not healing no more. But he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I'm God, and I don't change. He don't change. He's still delivering. And he will be delivering. Amen, until he takes his church out of this world. This is a day the Lord has made, and let us be glad and rejoice therein. I'm happy about this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our faith be tested many times to see how faithful, amen, we will stand for the Lord. But as long as I know Jesus is on my side, oh, I'm going to give him all that I have. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to lift him up. But I'm going to say unto you in radio land tonight, we are being blessed on this broadcast. We praise the Lord in over 57 countries, amen, telling men and women about Jesus Christ. And I tell you, if that ain't a blessing, I don't know what a blessing really is. My God, we're going to continue, amen, is to stay here, amen, and do what the Lord said until the Lord, amen, tell us not to. God bless you. You pray for Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord and his family here at Apple Valley Studio. I am the pastor of the Greater All Nation Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, 8516 South Compton Avenue. If you ever in Los Angeles, stop by and come on and praise the Lord with us. May the Lord bless you until tomorrow night.